This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Lots of workers on the East Coast did stay home today, but some had no choice but to get to work. That included Jay Jones, the manager at a restaurant called Pusser's Caribbean Grill. It's right on the water there in Annapolis, Maryland, housed in the Marriott Hotel. Mr. Jones, thanks for talking with us.
Pleasure is mine.
Simple question. Why on earth are you open on a day like today?
Well, we have an obligation. We are a tenant here in the Annapolis Waterfront Marriott. We provide all food and beverage for the entire hotel, and there are people that are staying in the hotel.
Now, you've asked employees to stay there at the hotel. How many do you have today?
Well, right now I have about five people on staff, which is way down from our normal staffing level, yeah. But just enough to run the restaurant. The few people that have volunteered to stay, we'll be putting up in the hotel, and we'll be opening the restaurant for business as normal, hopefully, tomorrow morning.
Are other places around you evacuating? Are you one of the few places open down on the waterfront there?
You know, I have spoken to a few business owners that were in the restaurant for breakfast this morning, and they are definitely closing their shops. But I think we're a smart bunch of people, and I believe everyone is safety first.
So when is the storm supposed to be at its worst for you in Annapolis?
It's probably going to happen between the hours of 5 and 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. I've heard four different scenarios.
Yeah. What's the worst?
Isabel. The restaurant was about 4 feet underwater for Isabel.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. You know, what I'm hoping is for something more along the lines of Irene, where we got no tidal surge and just a lot of wind and rain.
Right, but you'll be there.
I will be here.
Jay Jones is a manager at Pusser's Caribbean Grill in Annapolis. Mr. Jones, thanks a lot and stay safe.
Have a good day.